Hello, Jeffrey.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, doing great. Coffee this late in the morning, huh?
Yeah, you know.
Running. My goodness. It's rough.
Your path to get back here.
Rocky.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say uneven.
Yes.
But you're here, you know? So, well, does it, like, can you reset mentally now and just be like, okay, this one race is here?
I believe this is a quote from Seneca, and I'm going to paraphrase a little bit, but the road to greatness is always rough. So, it doesn't bother me at all. I am very happy to be back in the Championship Four. And the fact is that Thor Sport Racing's in there with two trucks. Pretty good. 50% chance of winning to bring it back to the team. I want the 100% chance of Ben Rhodes, though. So, I'm not going to, I'm not going to lose sleep, though, if my teammate wins it. I feel like just getting it back to Thor Sport's going to be so good. Just happy to be here, honestly. I think pretty good, honestly. I've told people that I think Ty's the favorite, but I don't count myself out at all. I mean, our team just performs when it needs to, and we've done that. I mean, getting here is not a small feat. There's a lot of really good trucks that are not here today, and I think that speaks to the competition of the truck series nowadays. It's pretty tough, really tough, actually. I would say just as tough as last year, maybe tougher. And I think that getting here is it's a challenge, and it's almost like a victory in and of itself. But now that you're in it, it would be a total defeat not to win the championship, right? Like, getting here is one thing, but then not capitalizing on the opportunity just would suck. So we're going to do everything we can tomorrow. We're just going to, I don't know, I'm not going to say checkers or wreckers, but we're going to go out and make sure we get the victory. If we don't, then it wouldn't be like the year would be a failure, but it would feel like that to me personally in some ways.
Surprise you that as the defending champion with the experience you got last year of winning the title, that you're the longest of long shots in terms of the betting odds and things like that?
I don't care. I mean, honestly, I think we were the long shot last year, too. It's kind of been, I guess, what we do. Everybody always has me in the long shot. I don't know. Some of that could come from stats, and I'm sure it does. But I don't care. I think we're going to rise to the occasion just like we did last year and just like we did to get ourselves into this position. I was telling somebody earlier today that it feels like every season we're in the playoffs. I can only think of one time that we were able to just kind of coast through to the next round, right? But for the most part, it's fighting tooth and nail just to get ourselves into that spot to transfer. It's like, here's the tiebreaker. Here's 1 point. Here's 4 points. And it's not easy to do that. Like, it's very easy to make mistakes in high-pressure situations like that. So I think for the fact that we had to be forged in fire has already given us a little bit of an advantage. And then mentally, we've been here, done that. So I'm not going to say that, you know, 1 year is the same as the next, because it's definitely not. We've got, you know, Ty, who's won two of the last three races. Chandler Smith won this race last year. I don't know that you have to win the race, but you're darn sure going to have to, you know, you're going to have to run up front. Maybe these other guys will make mistakes, but I'm counting on us not to.
I think last year we were talking about you guys going out to your favorite steakhouse here.
Yeah.
Is that still happening, or are you guys inviting Ty? I recall Matt wasn't invited last year. Oh,
well, I mean, everybody's invited as long as there's seats for us, because this is like our treat. We go to T-Bone Steakhouse every year here, and it's my favorite steaks. I think it's phenomenal, and my team loves it too. It's probably our favorite restaurant on the road, so we're going tonight after practice. No ifs, ands, or buts. We're going to find a way, and if we have to sit outside in the dirt for them to serve us steaks, we will sit out there and get dirt, you know. I would, if I was not racing and had the chance to break an arm, for sure. I don't know how to ride a horse, though. I need Allison Thorson to teach me that. That's her world, not mine. Well, you know, Jamie Little came out last year to the farm in Tennessee for the Nashville race and did it. And I'm watching, and she's a natural. Allison's a natural. Those are big creatures. 1 horsepower, but more than I can handle. So I'm going to stick to the trucks. I just find that naturally it fits me maybe a little better. So I believe there's a cup called the Pythagoras Cup. I can't pronounce the name, but it's a cup from ancient times that when you would fill it up and the cup gets full, it drains itself back out. Like, that's kind of what the championship felt like last year. Like, I felt like we won it. I've never experienced such happiness and just true emotion in racing before. Like, it was just, it felt like it was so long to get to this point. And now I feel like I can't live without it. My cup's empty again. I've got to fill it. And it's kind of like an addiction. I've just got to make it happen. And once you get it, it's, again, you can't live without it. It's just, it's like, how did I go this long? You know, 6 years in the making to get to that championship. And to go back-to-back would be really special. I can't leave my teammate Matt Crafton as the only guy to do that. You know, it'd be nice to join him. He's probably getting lonely.
So are you sure that won the Bud Light Cup or something?
No, so I came out to the track last week, and we have Ben Rhodes Old Fashions now served at the barn. I don't know how they're concocting them because I made mine my way. Hopefully they're following that recipe. I will see. And, yeah, that was the whole story is I went out there last year, and they didn't have an Old Fashioned. I'm from Kentucky. They know bourbon. So they got it now, and now I just have to perform 150 laps to make it to the barn, and you're going to see something epic. Here's the thing. I know all of these guys are gonna have like crazy raw speed off the hauler. We have to do that too. That's like the first step. If we can hit that first step and not stumble, just raw speed right off the truck, we're on our way. I really believe that. But if you don't have the raw speed off the hauler, trying to change a package in 50 minutes worth of practice, pulling from your teammates, it makes for a very interesting day. We've done that before. You can have success doing that, but it makes your odds very slim. So speed off the hauler, it sounds simple, but it's a game changer, right? And I know all of these guys are going to have it. We have to, too.
How much do you know about what Ty is doing?
A fair amount. Thor Sport Racing, we share everything. We do simulator together. But we'll say that they've worked on their own package, and they're very specialized on their own packages here. Like, all our other teammates are not running what they have, and we don't each crew chief and each team really focuses on what they think their strengths are. They've got a really good package. They worked on the sim for a long time. They're excellent at it. I'd say they're the best team in the shop on working on sim, and they spend the most time on it. So, naturally, that suits them. And we are kind of on our own program, but if we don't have the speed we want off the hauler, well, we can abort mission and go change to something that our teammates are running. So there's a big effort there from Thor Sport to make sure that we're all doing something different so that we find the one thing that's best, and we'll make that happen.
So what is your strong point?
My strong point? I think our strong point is saving tires, actually. Last year, that was what came in clutch for us at the end of the race, that long green flag run. Everybody else wore it out, and we were able to catch them, back up to them, pass them, and, you know, get the championship that way. If a yellow flag came out, I don't know if we had the short run speed to pull it off. So we are trying to keep that strong point intact of long run speed, but fire off better. And there's some stuff we're doing underneath the truck, you know, suspension-wise, to make that happen. Not changing the package up completely. We're similar to last year, but I think we found some improvements over the season that'll make that happen. I wouldn't go that far.
Last year was so authentic and natural. Do you not want to jinx it, or like, do you? I know you're thinking a little bit of what would you do. You're always all right, but like,
we always dream about it, right? Yeah. Of what, how fun it would be to win it again. I wouldn't say we have anything mapped out. Honestly, I think you jinx it when you do that. Yeah. It's kind of like going to the track and not bringing rain gear, then it's gonna rain. So same thing I think applies to this. I don't try to enter the room that the trophy's in. It's over there right now. I don't really like this. Very superstitious about that. So, you know, superstition-wise, I've just kind of avoided it. I actually had a great plan, and I've just shelved it. Like, we're just not even going to think about it. I had an excellent plan in place because there's certain things that I needed last year to just, you know, have more fun that weren't necessarily available to me. And I just said, we're not going to do it. We're just going to go just all out with whatever's available, but we're not going to prepare.
We're in Phoenix, not Vegas.
Yeah, thank you. But we can turn Phoenix into Vegas for a night.
Why did you do Gibbs that way over there?
Well, I was talking to NASCAR Social, and they're like, go around and kind of just have some fun with people, like ask the tough questions. And I don't know. Look, in my career, I've been in bad spots, and like, I find humor always is a good cure in everything in my life. So, you know, like, I've made my fair share of mistakes, so I just kind of enjoy trying to go around and have fun with people. I remember 2 or 3 years ago, I think it was Todd Gilliland, not to change the subject, was having his little run-in with Bush when he won the Martinsville race. I walked over with an interview, and I was like, did you tell Kyle Bush to stay home? And we laugh about it because it was funny. So I kind of harassed Noah Gregson. I went over and harassed other people, harassed MRN. We're just trying to have fun, I guess, and I don't know, maybe it's not appreciated. It probably wasn't, so sorry to Ty if he felt bad about it, or to his family or anybody that's involved on that deal. But I don't know, for me personally, I've just always tried to find humor and stuff because we're doing this for fun. I know it's serious because they're sponsors and it's a professional environment, but at the end of the day, we're here to have fun. The fans are here to have fun. And if you're not doing that, then what are you doing? I can soon go home and work a paving job, which I'm already doing actually on the side, and have fun that way. So I'm here. I'm lucky to be here. I'm in Phoenix. I'm grateful for the opportunity. We're in the championship four. So I'm just going to enjoy it because I don't know if this will happen again, right? So, you know, maybe that's not the best answer, but I try to find fun and stuff. And even when there's bad mistakes or bad things that happen, not saying that he's made any, but I just try to enjoy my life, I guess. Is that a good answer? Okay. That's my philosophy. I don't know. It could be a disadvantage at times too. I just try to keep the guy that's super aggressive caged up until he puts the helmet on. And then, you know, as when the checkered flag falls, you see normal Ben back again at the press conference. So, right now I can tell you there is an intensity, there's an aggression, there's a level of, just wanting to get out there and attack and get it done. And once the checkered flag falls, I'll be back to normal. But right now, I'm putting myself in a bubble. I'm not talking to friends and family. I could maybe be, depending on how you talk to right now, potentially a jerk. And I don't mean to be, but I'm here and I'm focused on a lot of different things. So my mind's going like this, and that's just who I am, I guess. That's okay. You know what? I'm here for fun. Again, look. Winning it, you're trying for so long to win the darn thing. And when you finally do it, it's like, why restrain yourself? Enjoy the night, because you don't know when it's going to happen again. That could be my last championship ever. I don't know that I'm going to win tomorrow night, right? I mean, I don't know that I could be racing next year. Something bad could happen, you don't know what life's going to hold. So I'm going to enjoy it with my friends and family when the time comes, and that's what we did. My crew had a great time. I had a great time. Nothing crazy really happened other than the press conference. And if that's the worst thing that happened, I mean, so be it. But, you know, Zane, yeah, I guess so. I mean, was my wife embarrassed? Maybe. But I had a great time. A little bit. I thought we could have a great time together. But, you know, look, they're a big company. They got stuff going on. I'm just worried about a race team now. And thankfully, we've got other really, really good partners. We've got Kubota on board. They're new into the sport. They've, check that out. They've been now with us for this will be their fourth race. And look, they've got a run for the championship back to back. That's pretty cool. I'm glad they came on when they did, because if we can do it, they've been a really, really fun group off the track. We went out to Texas and enjoyed ourselves at their big Connect event, which was dealers from across the country, all of North America, actually. They had a huge concert. They rented out a huge stadium, had their own concert. Like, they're a legit company. Yeah, that's my type of people. So, you know, if we win this, we're going to have a great time with them. And I'm only hoping to build on that partnership for next year. Yeah. Putting myself in a bubble. I did that last year where I don't talk to anybody. So I'm doing that again. I'm like, you know what? That worked out well for me. We were 100% focused. Let's do that again. I don't like being in the same room as the trophy. It just makes me uncomfortable. It's like, what could go wrong? Maybe that's a weird thought by me, but that's how I feel. Not necessarily on the track an advantage. Physically on the track, raw speed from the racetrack itself, no advantage there. But there maybe is a mental advantage, the fact that we've been here, done that. So will we make mistakes? I sure hope not. I mean, we strive every race not to do that. But we know the pressure. We've performed in the pressure before. So I'm hoping that the pressure catches the other guys off guard and we just, you know, settle in and do what we do. Yeah, I think our approach this year is actually we're bringing very similar package from last year, but we made a lot of changes to it that we think we know should be better. And then from that point forward, going into practice, we fill it out. And if it's not right, we can abort mission and rely on our teammates. We've got that privilege of having four awesome guys that are out there, you know, trying different things. And we can rely on them to try to, you know, elevate our program if it's not right. But for the most part, the program worked out well last year. We're going to do more of the same. A fair amount, but here's the thing. What each team is focused on is different than the other team. My 99 team is not focused on the same stuff that his 66 is. They do sim as good as anybody. I mean, they're 100% focused on it, more hours than anybody. When we try to go down that path, we find that we go a little slower for whatever reason. So we are relying more on notes, and we're relying really heavily on my crew chief. We're relying really heavily on what we think is best for our program, things that have worked well for us in the past. So if that doesn't work, then we can pull from our teammates. But right now, we're all significantly different. Not really. I mean, we kind of know what we need to do for one another, and we both have a lot of pride for Thor Sport Racing. He's proud to be racing there. I am too. We both really want to win it for ourselves, to be the guy for the team that did it. But at the same time, if I can't win it, I really want him to. You know, 50% chance right now for us, and for one of us not to bring it home would not be good, especially considering how much effort Thor Sport Racing's put in over their history. Like, they deserve another Driver Owners Championship. Like, they've put in a lot of effort and a lot of support to the sport. So we got to make it happen. We really do. But there's no, like, pressure on us to race each other differently for teammates. Actually, if you go back and look, I think Thor Sport Racing has a history of racing each other harder as teammates. So I know we'll probably race each other harder. But at the end of the day, you have to have a little bit of common sense and know that we can't hurt one another. You can't. If there's an opportunity to push this guy or your teammate, you push your teammate, get them ahead, and then work on your own pass. So, yeah, just don't hinder it, but also, you know, focus on yourself a little bit too.
I'm curious what you feel like Ty has been able to bring to Thor Sport since he joined, even as an engineer. I know he's still working in that role.
Mm-hmm.
And just talking about just now how he's still involved with the suspension and helping get the sim more accurate as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I think he's made a great contribution. The stuff that he's there doing there every day on the engineering side is very important. You can't build a good sim program without the stuff that he's doing on the trucks themselves like that. But, I mean, he's brought two wins to the program this year. I mean, without him, we would only be one win right now, right? So he's brought another truck into the championship four with his crew chief, Joe Shear. They've got a certain chemistry going on that is really good that I don't know that Joe or Ty have experienced in other areas of their careers, and it's showing right now. So he's doing a great job. Joe's doing a great job. I think they both bounce ideas off each other extremely well. Like, they've got that chemistry, and that's hard to find. So they brought something good to the program for sure. Upward trajectory. It was like, but it was here and then went to here, and now it's going back up. I think so. Yeah, I mean, Talladega, we got a ton of points. We did everything we needed to do. Brand new truck for that track. Homestead, we went back to a similar setup that we had for Vegas, which I told my crew chief, Rich, was like one of the best trucks that I've ever had at Vegas this year, before my teammate Ty was jealous and wrecked me. Joking. we joke about that. Duke the other day said, your teammate didn't appreciate your speed. I was like, maybe not. I don't know. But we make fun of everything. We joke around so much on our program that, I don't know. We look back at that race. I think that was a really, really good race for us. We pulled a lot from that. And we added that back to the program for Homestead, and it worked out well for us and led a bunch of laps at the start of the race. And wasn't ideal, wasn't the best, but we're on an upward trajectory, and I think that matters. Phoenix went really well for us last year, though, right? Like, we had good speed, and I feel like maybe the resin that they're not putting down could be an advantage for us. But I don't know until practice starts. We will see. The 18 is going to be tough. As long as they didn't overcomplicate things and they pull from their playback last year, they should be fairly consistent to what they had last year. They were really, really fast. 66 is going to be really fast because this track is kind of in their wheelhouse. You can look at tracks that certain drivers and teams hit their setup on, right? this is a track that the 66, this is in their wheelhouse. So the 18's in their wheelhouse. I'm not sure about the 38. I know we're in a good spot. We're pulling from last year, made a lot of good adjustments. I think those two are the trucks that I'm going to be watching for. But Zane Smith himself is an excellent driver. He's got experience here in this situation, and I don't think he's going to falter. He always rises to the occasion. I'm so sorry. I kind of missed half the question. I got distracted by the door. That's no joke. I'm sorry. Go ahead and so go again. Sorry. Not really. I mean, we're going to keep tabs on them the whole time. We're going to keep tabs on all of them. And honestly, my crew doesn't have to tell me that. My spotter doesn't have to tell me that. I'm going to be watching. Same thing with us at Talladega trying to get points. You don't have to tell me where the other guys are. I'm gonna know. I'm gonna be seeing them in my mirrors. I'm gonna look at the pylon. I'm gonna know what's going on. So I'm not gonna ask for any additional information. It's straight up, you know, winner take all. I plan on being that guy. You know, I'm just gonna put the pressure on them. See what happens.
You mentioned the upward trajectory of the team. You have a teammate you can joke around with.
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Chandler Smith was in the green room. He's like, man, I wish me and my teammates joke around like you guys. I'm like, it's fun. This is, you know what? We might be the only team in NASCAR that's not in Charlotte, but doggone it, we have a lot of fun with that.
And that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
How would you describe the team atmosphere?
It's good. It really is good. Like, we know what we can even when we're serious, we joke or we present it in a joking manner, which I don't know if that's good or not, but that's just how we operate. So nothing's ever, I don't know, very few things are said directly. It's always through some sort of sarcasm or fun. And I don't know, I thrive in that environment. I like that a lot. Certain people do, certain people don't. But that's the fun of our team and the culture of our team. And we enjoy that. I think Ty found a home with that too. Like, I don't know, it's just fun atmosphere for us. And no matter what, we know that what we're doing this for. Oh boy, was not on purpose. Oh boy. Well, I'm being set up here because the track gave me my own cocktail. So now I just have to, you know, finish out 150 laps strong and make it to the barn. I don't know if there's expectations, but I can tell you what my thought process is. It's the same as last year. I don't know when I'm going to win another one of these things. If I can do it, I'm going to enjoy it. It's way too hard to be just, you know, I'm here, we won the championship, thanks to all my guys. I'm going to enjoy it. And if that means doing it my own fun way, well, that's who I am. And, you know, I'm pretty actually laid back guy. And home, I'm maybe almost too serious during normal life. And I've told somebody this before, like I put my own self in a bubble right now. I'm not even talking to friends and family, very focused on the task at hand. So for me, winning the race, checkered flag falls, winning the championship, it's like you can just let loose at that point. Just enjoy and be grateful for the opportunity. So yeah, you know, some people may not like it, but it wasn't on purpose. That was just me. And that's who I am. And if you hate me for it, well, I'm not going to apologize because that's who I am. So thanks. A lot, actually. I would say I've told somebody this too. Like, he's the greatest thing I never knew I needed. I don't know. I find as a young guy moving through life and competing in like a very intense atmosphere week after week, it's very easy to lose sight of what it means to be human and what it means to kind of share in a human experience with other people. You can very well get caught up in your own head and your own environment. So this little guy has changed my perspective on a lot of things, and I'm super, super thankful for that. I think that every day is just kind of reminding me what it means, like what life is really all about. We're all out here having fun racing and, you know, doing something that means something to us. But at the end of the day, it's still life. We're all born, we all die, and we all have a shared kind of human experience. And he's kind of teaching me what that means to be that way again. As a young guy, it's very easy to kind of get caught up in, lost in the sauce, maybe. Just caught up in everything in life. And like, I'm gone for 9 days. I come back home, and he's doing something else, you know, and he's showing all this personality at 2 months old, and I just can't believe it. I told my wife, I don't know about you, but he needs a brother. You know, like, this little guy's changed my life. We need more of him.
Don't get lost in the sauce tomorrow night if you wish.
Thank you. No, I'm trying not to put the cart before the horse. I feel like that's another way to jinx myself. Being in the room is certainly doing it. So, you know, knock whatever that old expression means of knock on wood, somehow that's supposed to keep, you know, the jinx away. So we're doing it. I don't want the bad juju of being in the room with the trophy, and don't want the bad juju of thinking about myself as a two-timer. That's not good. That's why you can't think about a celebration at all. You just got to go do it off the cuff because, gosh, again, it's so hard to win these things. I mean, like, it's really easy to take this for granted. It feels like a win in a lot of ways just to make it to Championship 4. There are a lot of good trucks that had expectations to be here in this room right now that are not here. And, like, it was expected of them, and they're not here. I try not to expect that of myself. We just go out and perform and attack it.
Ben Rhodes, you were talking about being laid back, and I think that's horseshit. You're not laid back. Look, well, at you right, that's not laid back, man.
I mean,
embrace your comedy.
I mean, I guess maybe I'm not. I'm laid back in my own mind because in my own mind right now things are moving 1,000,000 miles per hour, but on the outside I feel like I'm laid back. That's just my personality, I guess.
But that's what we want, man. If you go back 20 years ago, drivers were afraid to speak their mind.
Yeah.
And cats like yourself add some color to the series.
I try to, and actually that comes from a place of great leadership from our team at ThorSport. There's a lot of teams that probably don't allow their drivers to show personality. And the fact is, I get more nervous in front of microphones and cameras and TVs and stuff because you can say something that can get you in trouble and you can't take it back. So, but my personality lends myself to doing that. Where in the race truck, the world makes sense to me. Like I'm in my home environment. Like things moving really fast. It resonates with my own mind, and I just feel at home. And the world makes sense. But outside of it, you can say things that just come off the cuff, and then all of a sudden people put you on Twitter, and then all of a sudden you're the bad guy. It's like, wait a minute. I didn't really mean nothing by that. We're just out here talking, like, chill, you know? And that's my other problem is whenever people are around, I kind of talk as if it's a really chill environment, but then sometimes you forget that there's, like, millions of people watching. So that's also a problem, but I'm working on it. But thankfully, I've got good leadership at ThorSport that, you know, is very kind to that. And there's other places that maybe aren't that way.
Life makes sense as a dad yet? I know it's only 2 months in, but you said life makes sense as a race car driver.
Yeah.
Makes sense as a dad?
Well, it makes sense inside the race truck. Outside the race truck, the travel of a race car driver makes no sense to me. but as a dad, no, actually, probably not. I'm trying to make sense of all of it. That's what I'm saying. That little guy reminds me of what it means to be human because I struggle as a dad still. I'm trying to be better at it every day. I don't know if that it comes natural to anybody. Maybe it does, but to me, it doesn't. And honestly, he's actually broken me a little bit because I found that I had certain things I had to do in life. Like, this is a routine. I had to do this. I had to do that. I had to get a certain amount of hours to sleep or I don't feel good. Well, now I can just run on any amount of sleep. And I used to not drink coffee before him either. And now I drink black coffee. So let me tell you what, he's just broken me a little bit. I can go in the middle of the night, wake up at 2, be up for a few hours, go back to sleep, get 3 hours of sleep total, and I'm good. How does that happen? Well, that never happened before him. So, yeah, it's weird, but I guess that's something everybody goes through when they become a parent.
I know you asked if Ty walks on water, but what about your wife when she gave birth? You got to bow down to her, don't you?
All women in general, actually. I don't think guys, in a lot of ways, give their wives enough props for what they go through, right? So I'm very appreciative of my wife. She does an amazing job. If she actually, like, I thought about this before, if God forbid if anything ever happened, like, I don't know how I could be a parent by myself. There's no way. Like, she does so much of the work and takes care of him, and she's such a good mom that I don't know if there's, like, oh boy, hey, we gotta calm down with the tough questions here, okay, bud? We gotta, hey.
Does she walk on water?
She basically walks on water. There's your answer. Hey, you gotta be careful now. Those are tough questions.
You're almost tearing up.
Yeah, I love my family, but right now I'm in focus mode. Got.
You're crying.
Am I?
Yeah.
Those are happy.
I know.
Yeah. I just love.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Cry after the championship.
I didn't. I didn't. That was happy too, but it wasn't. I don't know. It's different aspects of life, right?
I have a new respect for you, Ben.
Why? Well, I'm just to try to be, you know.
A lover, not a fighter.
Well, I don't know about that. You got to be a fighter to be a lover.
Okay.
For sure.
So Chandler's not drinking coffee because he said at Homestead he fell out of the seat.
From drinking coffee?
Yeah.
Chandler did?
Didn't feel 100%. So
well,
giving him coffee now?
Maybe, probably. Actually, I thought about adding it to a routine, but since I recently discovered, I probably had like. Well, that was my this many. I've probably had like 12 cups of coffee in my life now. Recently discovered. I'm talking very recently. So I've got to limit it. It's a that's a crazy substance.
It's a drug.
No, it really is. It's like a crazy substance. Like I can drink that, and then all of a sudden, like I'm on fire. Like, watch out, day, because I'm ready. I'm coming for you. So, obviously, I'm already a little bit, probably, you know, a little crazy to begin with. So. I only have it at times where I'm like 3:30 in the morning driving to Sandusky, Ohio. We'll go to McDonald's and we'll get the large cup of coffee. That'll get me there. But then when I get to the shop, the team tells me I'm annoying. That's fair.
What's the game plan for next year?
Hopefully more of the same. I hope to be back with Thor Sport Racing. Hope to be working with Kubota again. I mean, again, they're fantastic. They've been an awesome partner for us. Fun, off the track, on the track. So I just hope to be back. I've been at Thor Sport now, I think, for this my 7th season. If I'm doing math right, yeah. Well, I hope to be back with them because it's been a true home for me. And I've told a lot of people this. Like, the only reason I'm here today is because they gave me an opportunity when nobody else believed in me. And I'm here because of that. So, you know what? Let's keep it going. Let's try to get more championships. Bring it home.
Truck Series is a good place for a new dad, isn't it? Because you get your Saturdays and Sundays off.
I think so. Yeah, it's a good place for family. You know, and I feel like... Again, I wasn't around for the early part of the Truck Series history, but you did have those veterans, right, that came to the series because of the more relaxed schedule. I wish that more Cup guys and Xfinity guys would look at it that way because that's a huge advantage to the Truck Series is the schedule. I wish they'd add more races. I would want more races. I actually was joking around with Seth, our series director, when the schedule came out. I was like, man. 25 wouldn't have killed you, would it? We could have just put 25 races on the schedule, maybe go to 26. Like, come on, let's up it a little bit. But you got a point. It's a good place to be for a parent or somebody that wants a family.
What's the game plan as far as the off season goes? Are you going to try to go do Gateway Nationals or Chili Bowl?
Well, I learned I'm not very good midget driver, actually. I did 3 weekends, 5 races, but they were all spread out really far. And I need more track time, like testing session, because I'm learning that when you go to these dirt races, if it's a 10-second lap, you literally get 30 seconds of time in the car. Boom, you're idling back to pit road or to the pits. Boom, heat race. What the heck? Catches you off guard. So I need actually like a test session or some like real laps in the car rather than thrown to the wolves. Track you've never seen, 30 seconds to try to figure it out. That's been really hard. I've never had dirt experience other than a truck. So I honestly didn't have a clue what I was doing. But I had good people at Keith Coons that were helping me out. I would love to do more, but if it's just a couple races here and there, I'm going to focus on trucks because all I'm going to do is run in the back and get myself hurt. You know, it doesn't make sense to do that. So, yeah, I'm focused on the championship.
You were working so hard to get there. That's why I asked that. But what about family vacation time? What's game plan?
My sister's getting married, so that's big. We're going to go down to the Keys and go to her wedding. We got wife and kid with me, so she's expecting me to have a lot of fun with her and go out and like enjoy her wedding. But you know, I got dad responsibility, so we're gonna sit on the beach and just kind of enjoy life and relax at that point. So he was a scarecrow. Yeah, he was a scarecrow. I got a picture of him sticking his tongue out. I was so proud. I was like, that he's actually, can you believe it? He's already starting to want to walk and stand. At 2 months, and I told the doctor that the other day, and she said, that's just a reflex. I'm like, well, watch this. I balance him with 2 fingers underneath his arms, and he just will, like, stumble his way across the little bench, and I'm like, dude, we got to get you walking by my birthday. That's less than 6 months, so I'm working on it. He's a little stud.
Putting together for cars tour, or even on the super late model side, what's happening there with the national tour?
do you have room in your life schedule? You talk about wanting to do more races. You can't do it in trucks. Could we see you in a late model stock or a super?
I would love to. I would love to, but the opportunities have to be there, and opportunities in winning equipment. So I don't know where those opportunities will come from. I haven't really networked too hard in the super late or late model stock community since I've been out of it. And I know a lot of things have changed since then. So I would love to if the opportunity was right, but so far, no opportunities to report on. But I do love what is going on there. I think the short track local scene needs more support and needs to be bolstered up across America. Again, I wasn't around to experience this, but I'm told the history of what Winston put in for short tracks across America was like unmatched, right? And that would be really cool to see something like that again. And I think maybe we're at the ground floor of that support coming back. I don't know if it'll ever be matched like that again, but guys like Dale Jr. stepping in, I think, makes a huge difference.
Your teammate has a car or two and some knowledge.
Yeah.
I
would like to. I don't know if he'd ever put me in. Put me in, coach. I leaned on my actual engineer this year, though, Anthony Sergi. He put me in his car at IRP, and that helped out a lot. We did a test day there, and that, I mean, our speed at IRP came directly from the fact that I was able to get in something before getting to that place. Most of the guys I raced against, I shouldn't say most, but a lot of guys I raced against had been to that track before in something, and I hadn't. It was a big concern for me, and Anthony and his family were gracious enough to let me practice, and yeah, big support from his family. Big fan of Anthony Sergi right here.
What was it like being on our side and interviewing Noah?
Weird. I don't like it. I would rather be on this side, honestly. It's hard to come up with questions, and they're like, hey, this is NASCAR Digital Social. We need to give you a camera. You go, just go ask some funny questions to people. I'm like, how funny is funny? Like, you want me to, like, poke the bear? And they're like, yeah, poke the bear. I'm like, okay. Let's go find some people. So I poked, and probably wasn't good, but I did it. Some people might find it funny. Some people might not like me. I don't know. I'm just here. Look, I'm here just trying to do my thing, and people ask questions. I wish people on the other side of the camera could see how relaxed a lot of these events are, and that usually everybody that's here is some sort of community, right? A lot of people on social nowadays, Twitter especially, it is so bad. I told my wife, I'm like, I'm just going to get rid of Twitter. Like, it's so bad. So I enjoy being on this side if it's just a relaxed thing. But if you have to ask questions, yeah, I don't know.
Wait, so you got other people besides Noah? I only saw you get him.
I know. I got Ty. I got MRN outside. I got a few people, actually. I got a few NASCAR folks. Yeah, I got, yeah. I might get in trouble for that. I don't know. We'll see. Actually, Ty Gibbs and I, you post this to Twitter. Ty Gibbs and I actually got to know each other at the banquet last year. And I thought he was a really cool dude because I respected the hell out of what he was doing in the ARCA series. He was working with my old crew chief at the time. So I kind of got to know about him through my old crew chief and know of him through his success in the series. So I was pulling for him a lot. And I don't know. He was always super professional, kind, and just nice. Like, people don't think that because he's a competitor on the track. But really, I mean, off the track, I thought he was a super genuine guy to me at the banquet and super, like, nice and professional. Maybe you don't see that from other people, but I thought he was that way. Well, well, here's the thing, is that he has come onto the scene with incredible speed, and when you come onto the scene with that much speed, you're going to ruffle feathers. There's no way around it, and I think people lose sight of that, right? Like, I came on the scene, and I didn't have the speed that he had, and I still ruffled feathers, and I regret a lot of those mistakes that I made because it led to tougher times for me. But he's just got to understand he's going to ruffle feathers, learn from it, and go forward. I think too many people in the sport try to make things maybe tougher or more dramatic than they are. Like, I get it. Like, we're all out here racing, but so many people want to, like, crucify someone for making a mistake. It's like you're making split-second decisions. And a lot of times when you're new, those decisions are being made by instinct, and sometimes they're just mistakes. I ran over Tyler Reddick at Gateway in 2016 and caused a big wreck, and I was sorry for it, but I still don't think he ever forgave me. I still think Tyler Reddick hates me, actually. So, you know, it's part of it. It's part of the sport. So I just try to, like, forgive and move on because I've made those. And, you know, again, this maybe isn't the best philosophy, but I try to have fun with everything. Our team does that. That's what our culture is all about. I know other people don't resonate with that, but we just try to have fun because that's what we're here for.